The candidates for governor in Oregon have spent nearly $1.7 million so far this year in their quest for office. So what has all that money bought them as the May 17th primary approaches? Salem correspondent Chris Lehman hit the streets to see who's paying attention to the race for the state's top office.
Like most people I spoke with here in downtown Salem, Jesse Weiss is following the presidential election closely.
I plan on voting for either Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders. I just don't know which one I want.
But the Democrat freely admits she's out of the loop when it comes to the race for Oregon governor.
I don't know who's running. I like, what's her name, Kate Brown?
Well, yes, the current governor of Oregon is Kate Brown, and yes, she's running. And so far, she's easily raised more money than the dozen other people running for governor. The next voter I spoke with was Eric Fuller, who calls himself a moderate Republican. Like Jesse Weiss, Fuller says he's fairly up to speed on the presidential campaign, but
I have no idea right now who is actually running for what in the state of Oregon.
I told him the two leading Republican candidates for governor are Bud Pierce and Alan Alley. Fuller says he kind of thinks he's heard of Bud Pierce. As an experiment, I pulled out a sheet of paper with both Pierce and Alley's photo on it. I asked him if either of the people looked in any way familiar.
Really want to say the guy on the top does, but I cannot place him.
Okay, so the guy on the top is Bud Pierce.
Okay, so there's, yeah.
And the guy on the bottom is Alan Alley.
Yeah, kind of figured that was who it was, but just was not sure. I have a lot of research to do, basically.
Experts say the fact that Fuller has even heard of Bud Pierce puts Pierce on the fast track to ultimately getting Fuller's vote. Cindy Richards is Associate Professor of Civic Communication and Media at Willamette University.
Name recognition is really powerful because it is an indicator for us of candidate viability.
Richards points to a Vanderbilt University study that showed that for candidates, just getting their name in front of voters can yield huge dividends.
Simply glimpsing a name can impact the way that people vote, especially in an election like this where there's relatively little known about each of the candidates.
Richards is speaking about the Republican gubernatorial primary, where neither Bud Pierce nor Alan Alley has ever held elected office. Alley is familiar to GOP donors, having twice run for statewide office and lost. Pierce, a longtime cancer doctor, is largely self-funding his efforts. Of course, having held elected office is no guarantee of success either. Back in downtown Salem, who should come along but someone who knows what it's like to try to win name recognition among voters?
I'm Bill Bradbury.
Bradbury served 14 years in the legislature and was elected twice as Oregon's Secretary of State. But when it came to running for governor in 2010,
there was very much an element of introducing myself to voters.
Did it work? Well, Bradbury was trounced in the Democratic primary by former Governor John Kitzhaber, so perhaps you can't blame him for this response when I asked him if he had any advice for this year's GOP hopefuls.
I don't have a clue. I really don't.
Finally, I found a Republican voter who was keenly interested in the gubernatorial primary. For Garth Brandall, it's personal. When his father had cancer, Bud Pierce was his doctor. So Brandall is a big supporter of Pierce, even donating to his campaign. Still, Brandall thinks neither Pierce nor Alan Alley has much of a chance of winning in November.
I think it's kind of taken for granted. I mean, the Democrats have pretty much controlled the governor's office for quite a while.
That's true. The last time Oregon elected a Republican as governor was 1982. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.